Let's rise up on our feet, please, as we close our eyes. Raise up our two hands to the Lord and sing this song with aggression. Power must change and see my life. No matter what the devil may say. Power must change and see my life. No matter what the devil may say. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I must change and see my life. Hallelujah, no matter what the devil. Sing it again loud and clear. I must change and see. No matter what the devil may say, power must change us in our lives. Hallelujah, no matter what the devil may say, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Right there where you are, beloved, the way in which you want the Lord to touch you at this program, that's the way I want you to pick a song of praises from your own heart and sing it louder than anyone around you. To the glory of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The one is more than sufficient. The everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. The one who knows all things. Who understands all things. The El Shaddai. The great I am. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Skedenu. What a glorious God you serve. How great is our God. How great is His name, how great is His love, forever the same. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and He said, I'll never leave you, when I trust in you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we praise. Amen. Say glory be to God. Say it loud and clear. Shout it loud and clear. Stretch your two hands forward now. Everybody remain standing. This is not the time to sit down. When it's time to sit down, I ask you to sit down. Well, stretch forward your two hands now. And let your amen be super dynamic. There is a rain of abundance and breakthrough floating here now. And it's about to fall. And I don't want you to miss out of it. It's about to fall. Let your amen be stronger than anyone around you. As much as you want this rain of blessings to fall on you. There are people here this morning that have been rejected all their lives. But this short prayer we're going to pray now will give them a turnaround breakthrough. Amen. Somebody said in his heart, just like that? Yes, just like that. Just like that. Listen, beloved. For 40 years, Moses was roaming around in the wilderness. But one day, He came across a burning bush. He received a 24-hour miracle. Within a matter of hours, Moses had collected 9 miracles. One day, Joseph was in his prison. And then within the next 24 hours, the prisoner of yesterday became the prime minister of today. If you want that kind of breakthrough, shout a loud amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. One night, they ushered Paul and Silas into the prison yard. By the next morning, they had become celebrities. Something had happened. God is still in that business. The Bible says, the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. As many of your children as are here this morning, let the rain of uncommon breakthroughs, the rain of uncommon healing, the rain of uncommon deliverance, the rain of uncommon power, fall upon your children here in the name of Jesus. Right there where you are, receive your deliverance, receive your healing, receive your deliverance, receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive your healing. Masikaya Boshendera Bokentenda Rabasanda. In the name of Jesus. We're still praying, beloved. We're still praying. Amen. But if you know you're in this meeting now, you are pregnant, but something has been telling you that you will die with it. And the enemy has been showing you terrible revelations. Please just gently, without running, find a way to the altar here. Enemy has been telling you terrible stories. Been showing you evil dreams. And the doctor has been telling you terrible things as well. Find a way to the altar gently. Father, we come before you now. Every padlock that has padlocked the breakthrough of anyone here this morning at this particular time of changes, let the padlock be broken in the name of Jesus. Let the padlock be broken. Let it 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 be broken. In the name of Jesus. Let it be broken in the name of Jesus. Father, every power that has been boasting against the progress of anyone here, whether it's outside witchcraft, whether it's witchcraft in the place of work, whether it's inherited witchcraft, any power that has been boasting against the progress of anyone here, today we bury that power in the name of Jesus. Asoka pela de shende rabo kanta. Repia ni kapenda. Na kapenda kaya de shende rabo kosa. Ribosa ni kapende ke ya bosa. Makantenda rabo sopenda kaya de shende yaba. Na karibo sopia. In the name of Jesus. Father, I commit your daughter, say, at the altar to your holy hands. Every power that wants anyone or their baby to die, let those powers be buried now. In the name of Jesus. Every arrow of death fired against you, let the arrows go back to the senders. And I cover you with the blood of Jesus. The arrangement, the plan, the agenda of the enemy for you and your children, let that agenda of the enemy be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Jesus' mighty name we pray. You may return to your seat, sisters. I congratulate you. Keep your arms stretched forward, beloved. Lord, I'm praying specially for all those that are suffering from famine of prosperity, famine of good business, famine of breakthroughs. Receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. And right there where you are, possess your possession, 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 possess your possession. In the name of Jesus. Silence now, beloved. I see sister here. Actually, you are coming here for the first time. There are three spirits operating in your life that destroyed everything you have laid your hands upon. But right the way you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And those three strong men are signed against your life. They are coming out. That's the person over there. Keep your arms stretched forward. Now right there where you are, the breakthrough that will surprise your friends and shock your enemies. Collect it now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shout it loud, amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Now listen very carefully. We're having a double-edged message. The first one will minister today. The second one will be in the next Power Must Change Hands. And when you are coming for the next Power Must Change Hands, come here with a new bottle of anointing oil. Not the one you have before. Buy a new one. Because on that day, the Lord said we should deal with deliverance of the hands and the legs. So don't miss that Palm of Syngence. Come with just one bottle of a fresh oil, which you are going to apply by yourself that day. Praise the Lord. For the last few minutes, and the prayers we're going to pray before leaving this place, shall be focused on what I call the problem of jinxes. Jinxes. There is a destroyer that has no pity on man. There is a killer that has destroyed with perfect hatred. There is an operation of the enemy that has distributed the harvest of failure to many. There is a strange power that has polluted so many destinies. There is a power that is dropping acid inside a man's cup of tea. That destroyer is called jinxes, a terrible power. Let's look at a typical example in scripture before we go on into other things. In the book of 1 Kings, chapter 13, from verse 1. 1 Kings, chapter 13, verse 1. The problem of jinxes. The problem of jinxes. 1 Kings chapter 13. I read from verse 1. Are we there? Good. And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And this man of God cried against the altar in the word of the Lord and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord. Behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name. And upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee. And men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. What a wonderful prophet. What a bold man of God. And he gave a sign that same day, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him, that is, arrest him. And his hand which he put forth against him dried up, so that he could not pull it into him again. The altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me that my hand be restored to me again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored to him again, and became as it was before. What a mighty manifestation of the power of God through this prophet. He spoke to the altar. The altar broke into two. The king said, arrest him. The hand of the king dried up. The king asked him to pray. He prayed. The hand came back to position. It's like that day, all those who came were watching a big film show. They had never seen a thing like that in their lives. And they were not likely to see that kind of thing again. Verse 7. And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me, and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of God said unto the king, if you will give me half your house. Did you hear what he said? He said, king, if you will give me half your house, I will not go with thee. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so was he charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. So he went another way, and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. It would have been wonderful if this story had just ended like that. But there was a jinx waiting for this young prophet. By the time this jinx joined his journey, disaster happened. Verse 11. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. The words which he had spoken unto the king, them they told also to their father. And their father said unto them, what way went he? For his son has seen what way the man of God went which came from Judah. And he said unto his son, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon, and went after the man of God. I pray that any evil follower that is pursuing the life of anyone here shall be scattered today in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. He went after the man of God and found him sitting under an oak. Unfortunately, instead of the young prophet to keep moving, he sat down. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that came from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, but go in with thee. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water there. Turn again to go by the way that thou camest. Beloved, there are places where you cannot eat bread or drink water. 18. He said unto him, I'm a prophet also as thou art. A prophet is introducing himself. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord. God spoke to the young prophet. The old prophet said, an angel spoke to him. Which is greater, angel or God? God. An angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee unto thy house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. Every power assigned against you to lie unto you and to lead you astray, let those powers be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. The old prophet told the young prophet a lie. And what happened? Verse 19. The jinx had caught the small young prophet. So he went back with him and ate bread in his house and drank water. And it came to pass as he sat at the table, the word of the Lord now came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back and hast eaten bread and drunk water in the place of the which the Lord is said to thee, eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come unto the sepulchre of thy father. What happened to this young prophet in verse 24? And when he was gone, a lion met him by the way and slew him, and his carcass was cast in the way, and the ass stood by it, the lion also stood by the carcass. This is very strange. Look at verse 30. And he laid his carcass in his own grave. The same prophet that deceived him was the one that prepared his burial ground. I pray once again, beloved, at any power standing at the gate of the grave and is calling your name, that power shall die today in the name of Jesus. The young prophet did not know that he was being summoned to his untimely death. Any evil summon, any evil invitation to terminate your life, let the terminator be terminated in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. Verse 30. And he laid his carcass in his own grave, and they mourned over him, saying, "Alas, my brother." The man who told him a lie and led to his death is now calling him my brother. This is a typical example of a jinx in scripture. The old prophet was a jinx to that young prophet. The old prophet was in this same city. God did not give him that assignment that he asked the young prophet to come and do. The old prophet could not hear God well again. His heart was already hardened. He could tell lies in the name of the Lord to the young prophet. He had no compassion for that young prophet. He wanted the young prophet to fail, and he seduced the young prophet by pushing him to disobey God. He was the key actor in pushing this young prophet to his untimely death, and the young prophet was now jinxed. We call it a jinx. But why did this man go after this young prophet? Why did he invite him to his home contrary to the Lord's instruction? Why did that young prophet trust the man? Why didn't he address him the way he addressed Jeroboam? That is how powerful a jinx could be. He said, "Alas, my brother." Jinxes. Jinxes incorporate curses, enchantments. It could be a spell cast to cause damage on somebody. Could bring bad luck on somebody. Could bring affliction. Could bring calamity. It brings an unlucky influence. It could bring suffering. It could bring trial. So a person, a thing, or a set of circumstances that brings bad luck, that brings misfortune, is what we call jinx. An evil spell or a strange influence that comes upon a person and the person goes to do what should not be done, is what we call a jinx. It's an evil power that brings misfortune on people. Is a condition of bad luck or misfortune brought about by a specific thing or a person or circumstances. It's when the enemy surrounds somebody with an aura of negative things who bring misfortune or bad luck to the person. These are very, very serious matters. A man who was operating a car hire in Lagos drove a man to Benin. After dropping the man in Benin, he was coming back with an empty vehicle. Somebody flagged him down. A passenger. So he picked this just one passenger. And as they were going, they began to talk. And this passenger told the car hire man that he used to have 4 vehicles. But any time he traveled anywhere with them, will have accidents. So that's why he stopped driving his own cars. He now goes by public transport. He had just finished telling this man the story when the vehicle had an accident. He somersaulted. The vehicle was wrecked beyond repairs. And this man who was telling the car hire man the story died immediately. That's the influence of jinxes. Beloved, are you here today? And you notice that anytime you tell people your program, it collapses. Anytime you share your idea that is to move you forward with somebody, that's the end. Are you here today? Find that a particular dream triggers up problems for you. Those are jinxes. Are you here today? That there are things that happen, and once they happen to you, you find that you don't understand what you are doing anymore. Jinx. Achan was a jinx to the whole of Israel. He did something and he put the whole of the people into trouble. It is possible for you to have a property in your possession that could constitute a jinx to you. It is possible for you to bring somebody into your home and the person becomes a jinx unto you. This is a very serious matter. Delilah was a jinx to Samson. And the agenda of Delilah was very clear. He told Samson, what can I do to bind you? Samson heard what she was saying. And yet Samson went ahead like a fool and fell into it. Look at what I'm saying in Judges chapter 16. Judges chapter 16. Look at the statement of Delilah in verse 6. Judges chapter 16, verse 6. Imagine somebody's wife coming to tell him this. I'm sure what the man will say is that this woman, you need deliverance, go away. Judges chapter 16, verse 6. And Delilah said to Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy great strength lies, and wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. You see what the woman was asking him? And Samson fell for that. She became a jinx to Samson. Just like that old prophet was a jinx to the young prophet. The Bible says, as far as Abram was going with Lot and his father, Abram did not make progress. Lot and Abram's father were jinxes unto him. These are very, very serious matters. A certain person, a certain thing, a certain set of circumstances can join the journey of a person's life and become a jinx to that person. They will bring the person bad luck. Anything can be a jinx to anybody. This is why we need to pray seriously here today. The other clear example of a jinx in scripture is Jonah. A jinx is a Jonah in your boat. A jinx is a Jonah in your boat. When those fellow travelers boarded the ship together with Jonah, they didn't know that they had carried a time bomb getting ready to explode. I pray that any jinx that enters any vehicle that you are in shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. They paid and entered into the ship. Jonah too paid and entered into the ship with them. But it became the jinx to all the travelers in that ship because the waves and storms began to trouble the ship. And until they threw Jonah out, there was no peace. I pray that every Jonah in the boat of your life shall be disbanded today in the name of Jesus. When you are under the yoke of a jinx, you begin to miss your timing. When it's time for you to do a thing, you miss it. When somebody is under the yoke of a jinx, the person will always be wrongly positioned, wrongly positioned. 90% of success is correct positioning. When the person is under the control of a jinx, good things finish before it is their turn. If they have 400 things to distribute, the person will be number 401. The last one will have been shared out. When somebody is under the influence of a jinx, bad things will happen to those who want to help them. Or their helpers that were formerly friendly became uncooperative. When the person is under the yoke of a jinx, expectation will always be cut off. Cut off, cut off, cut off. You expect something good to happen, it won't happen. Every time he's sorry, try next time. Sorry, try next time. Jinx. When somebody is under the yoke of a jinx, where others are obtaining helpers, you find it so difficult to get those who will help you. When somebody is under the influence of a jinx, messages, letters that is supposed to move the person forward will either be misplaced or stolen, never arrive at the right place at the right time. When somebody is under the influence of a jinx, the person will carry out unpardonable errors. Or people will carry out unpardonable errors on you. When somebody is under the influence of a jinx, there will be last minute disappointments. Then you know something is wrong somewhere. When somebody is under the influence of a jinx, no matter how you work, your benefits are never paid on time. Despite the gifts and the talents of the person will be largely ignored. You are battling with a jinx. The person will notice that progress is not commensurate with the effort you are putting in. Well, as a jinx in position, on the day of favor, that is the day the person will either be sick or is absent or did not just get there. When somebody is under the jinx, he will be punished for an offense that he or she did not commit. And you notice that your contemporaries are always overtaking you and passing you by on the same business, and you were the one that put them through. You are the one that taught somebody mathematics. Now, this person is scoring A, but you are failing. When somebody begins to go through regularly reported tragedies, it's evident that there's a jinx in position. I pray that this day, whatever jinx the enemy has placed your way, shall be melted away by the power of God. In the name of Jesus. A lady made a tragic mistake about 20 years ago. Somebody wanted to marry. So she lent that person a wedding gown. By the time the gown was returned, immediately she touched it. She became insane instantly. That friend had become a jinx unto her. The effect of a jinx is general bad luck. Business will not flourish. Broken home, suicide, all kinds of things. Therefore, we need to seriously pray here today. And the prayers are just 7 in number. But those prayers, they are preventive, they are curative. And you should pray with boiling anger. When a person begins to operate under a jinx, it is then you begin to dream of fighting. You fight and unknown enemies, you fight and fight them. You don't know who you are fighting, but there is no victory. It's because you are inside a jinx. When somebody is operating under a jinx, he just finds himself traveling on an endless journey. The journey does not end. You are just inside the vehicle. You are moving and moving. When somebody is under a jinx, is then you find constant nightmares. Constant nightmares. And the rule of the spirit world is this. If you have a very bad night, you are likely to have a very bad day. So the enemy uses the night hour. But God in His mercy tries to show us what's going on. All these dreams of going back to former primary schools, going back to where you had worked as an apprentice, they are dreams of jinxes. Dreams of seeing a black river. River is supposed to be clear, transparent, but this one is a black river. They are dreams of jinxes. Repeated dreams that precedes problems. Being fed with a particular dream, a particular food all the time. The same food they are giving to you to eat. They are jinxes dreams. Prostrating or begging somebody inferior to you. They are jinxes dreams. Looking for something you cannot find. They are jinxes dreams. Or you see yourself in a forced marriage situation. They are forcing you to marry somebody. They are jinxes dreams. This morning, the first thing you need to do if you want to destroy this satanic operation is to surrender your life to Jesus. The second thing is to identify the jinxes that may be working against you. The third thing is to renounce them. Renounce them. And the fourth thing is to destroy those jinxes so that it no longer operates in your life. Let me tell you something, beloved. A lot of people are wallowing and laboring under these kind of operations. After this meeting, you may need to go home and pray deliverance prayers over everything that you have and soak all of them in the blood of Jesus. If you put your business in a jinx land, of course it will not move until you deal with it. If you do not deal with the jinxes, you will eventually become a casualty of it. And that is why we are here today. Sometimes a single child is born into a family, and that single one becomes a jinx to the whole family and puts the whole family in trouble. Sometimes the enemy pushes a person to the wrong doctor. The doctor now makes a mistake, and that will cause the life of the person to go into stress and distress. I pray once again that any jinxing power assigned against anyone here shall die today in the name of Jesus. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet now. There are 7 prayers to pray. And these prayers are to be prayed the way you've never prayed before. As we're praying this prayer, anything can happen. You may find that you can't stand on your feet anymore. You can find things speaking from your mouth which you never thought was inside you. You may notice itching in parts of your body when the time comes. But for you to participate in this yoke-breaking prayer, you need to become a friend of God. So if you are here this morning and you are not born again, you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, you cannot overcome any jinx. So wherever you are, don't waste time. Say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to overcome the jinxes in my life.
Leave your seat and run very quickly to the altar here. Don't waste time, just run very quickly to the altar here. Jesus is waiting for you here. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. Jesus has brought you here for a special purpose. And that purpose is to move your life forward. That's right. Those of you at the front, I congratulate you. Taking the most important decision in life. Just close your eyes. Bow down your heads. And say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Wonderful God, I thank you for your children here. They've taken this most important decision. I pray that the Lord will keep you standing by his power. He will lay his mighty hands upon your life. Today that you have surrendered your life to Jesus, your life will no longer remain the same. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. The counselors will talk to you while you are just remain standing there. The rest of us, let's bow down our heads and begin to confess any sin in your life that you know may keep any bondage in place today. Because many, many wonderful things shall happen here now. You need to confess your sins to the Lord. Ask him to forgive you so that you can be a possessor of the blessings of today.
Trust in the Lord thy God, and let go, and let go. Hold him fast, his promise tread, and let go.
Let's rise up on our feet now.
All eyes closed.
The kind of prayers I want you to pray now, there are just 7 of them, but they are yoke-destroying prayers. They are prayers you pray, and the enemy will know that something has gone wrong with them. Don't joke with these prayers. Don't allow anybody's aggression beside you to overshadow your own. Ensure that the angels of blessing that are here today, they move into your life in a new way. You shout this loud and clear. Every jinxing power that has entered into the boat of my destiny. Can I hear the sister shouting this loud and clear? Brother, shout it loud and clear. Everyone shouting is loud and clear. You are a liar! Yeah! In the name of Jesus, be with these powers. We are not here to play. We are here for serious business. Aha, aha, aha. Bakarabo sepende kentende yabashanda. Ribo sepende kereyabashanta. Pia, barika santa yaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen, do you know why I stopped you? I stopped it because there are some people here. The enemy does not want them to pray this prayer at all. So immediately they raised their voices and began to pray. A voice came from the grave saying, no, no, no. Listen, if when we started these prayers now, something was shouting no within you, please find a way to this altar. Pray on your knees. That's why I stopped the prayer. Every jinxing power that has entered into the boat of my destiny, can you shout it with all the anger? You are a liar! Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Yes. The jinxing power has been destroyed. We are here for a special thing today. Mapona karabo sepenta. Ribo sepende kaya bo shente yaba. Mana rabo ko sepende kaya. The power of God. Move, move, move. Mashika ribo sepende kaya ba. Aha, 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 aha. Something has been taken out from the body. Something has been taken out from the inside. Receive. Receive. Your deliverance. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive your healing. In the name of Jesus. Receive. Receive. Receive it. Masekaya bo shente rabo konte yaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, this is number 2. Don said, I don't think this concerns me. Pray it anyway. Every charm targeted against me. Can you shout this loud again? Backfire! In the name of Jesus. Yes. Potaribo sopende kerebo shenta. The charm targeted against me. They must backfire. Enough is enough.
Masikatende keyabo shende raba. Ribo sapende keyabo shente. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at the altar here, begin to shake your head vigorously so that the arrow of that internal enemy shall be completely destroyed. That's right. You, the spirit that is saying no, I command you to manifest and identify yourself and be cast out. Now! 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 In the name of Jesus! Lord, let your power fall upon these your children here. Let the yoke of the jinxes be broken now in the name of Jesus. Beginning from today, your breakthrough will be overwhelmingly abundant. In the name of Jesus. Where the enemy has blocked your way, let the way be open now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. We go back to your seat rejoicing now. The yoke of the jinxes and bad luck have been broken. Glory be to the name of the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. The power of God is touching the kidney of somebody. They have told you that the kidney is no longer functioning. Go and carry out another test now. The power of God is touching that kidney. That's right. The internal organs of somebody here has been completely eaten by witchcraft. Right there where you are, blood of Jesus is flowing into your mouth. It is flowing to your system. It is flowing to every organ of your life. And that yoke of internal decay has been broken completely. Is someone here? You are supposed to be stinkingly rich, but there is no money. All because of the names of idolatry which you bear. Go and change that name, and your prosperity will be overwhelming. Thank you, Jesus. Some people here today with very, very bad medical reports. There is a word from heaven to reverse all the evil medical diagnosis. Thank you, Jesus. Say this loud and clear. This is number 3. Every strange power assigned against me, I reduce you to nothing. Can I hear you say this? Make it again loud and clear. I want you to put your emphasis on nothing. 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 Can you say it again loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, reduce them to nothing. Reduce them to nothing. Aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray. This is number 4. So every power troubling my dreams, the God of Elijah shall trouble you today. In the name of Jesus. Let the God of Elijah trouble them today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Things are happening here. Plenty of things are happening here. In Jesus' name we pray. This is wonderful. Someone is over there. The kind of breakthrough you are going to experience this week is the kind you have never experienced in your life. Silence now. 240 sisters are here. The spirit husband has put a jinx upon your life so that you will not find a proper person to marry. One by one, angel of the living God is moving about, breaking the jinx upon all these lives. Yes, that is the power of God coming upon you. That is the power of God coming upon you. Things are happening all over this place. Thank you, Jesus. Three more prayers. Make sure that you pray this with holy anger. Oh, Lion of Judah! Allah! Can you shout this and let me hear you? And let my oppression die! In the name of Jesus! Kill the oppression! That's right. Kill the oppression! In Jesus' name we pray. Two more. Any power! No, pray it like this. Every follow power assigned to destroy my progress. Shout it loud and clear. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God. Move. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Silence. If you are in this meeting this morning, one night when you woke up and you found a strange mark on your body which was not there before. You woke up and find a strange mark on your body which was not there before. Find a way to this altar and be on your knees so that the owners of the strange marks can carry away their evil load. Everybody will shout this louder than anyone here. Every owner of the Lord of Bad Luck. Can you shout this loud and clear? Carry on! In the name of Jesus. Command them to carry their load. Yes. Carry your load. In Jesus' name we pray. We have to pray that prayer three aggressive times. Open your mouth and pray it again. Command them to carry their loads. In the name of Jesus, they must carry their loads. In the name of Jesus, they must carry their loads. In the name of Jesus, they must carry their loads. They must carry their loads. Today is today. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth and pray today. They must carry their load in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at the front, stretch your right hand to the heavens. Lord, let your blood and the anointing that breaks every yoke fall upon these hands in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God fall upon these hands in the name of Jesus. Now use that hand to rub whatever the mark is. Use it to rub the place. The power of God is going from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. And the yoke of the evil mark is broken to pieces. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Now let your power fall upon these, your children. By the power and the blood of Jesus, let every evil mark be wiped off. Jesus' name we pray. You go back to your seat rejoicing now. The hand of God has wrought a big victory for you here today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now you are on your own. I want you to pray specific prayers for yourself now. Any area in which you feel the enemy is introducing trouble to your life, begin to send those arrows back to the senders now. Begin to do so now. Be specific. Be specific. Masekatunda kaya boshendia. Ribosopunde ketendekea. Makale katesependa kaya bosha. Ribosombo kontendekea. Mashinto raboko soponda kaya bo. Boshinderi boko soponde kela kaya boshanda. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Say this loud and clear. I possess my possession. Whether the devil likes it or not. Defeat. Hear the word of the Lord. I defeat you. Enough is enough. I possess my possession. In the name of Jesus. Shout a loud amen. A louder amen. Say thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.